Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. You can find us on Facebook these days, too. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And all the great videos and stories and stuff that I post. So a lot of really good stuff. Cutest turtle picture I think I've ever seen. And then, my gosh, there's a video. I'm not sure where it is. But a huge eagle trying to pick up a mountain goat, for crying out loud. It's an astounding video of an actual eagle trying to lift a mountain goat. I had no idea that an eagle would try to that large a prey. Was not ultimately successful, but my goodness, it's one of those videos. And some great, there's a turtle. Look at the face on that turtle. It's a cutest little turtle. There's just some other really, really good stuff this week. Some really great relationships. A skunk as a pet that's really cute. And a relationship, a guy with a raccoon that thinks he's his mom. And the eagle's much up at the top because that's one of the more recent ones. Probably that one. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, with the ambitious eagle there.
Yeah, there you go. So if you click, yeah. Now, that's a mountain. He's trying to take a mountain goat off the side of a mountain.
Wow.
And he looks like he's riding a bucking bronco now. And they tumble and that eagle does not let go. And then another mountain goat comes to try to help his mountain goat friend.
Mm-hmm.
But can you believe that? I mean, that eagle trying, and I don't know if the eagle would actually be capable of lifting that large an animal, but he must not be trying unless he's been successful before, wouldn't you think? I mean, look at that. He looks like he's riding a bunkin' bronco. That's absolutely astounding.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Now, again, these videos rarely get posted if, you know, the hunt is successful and stuff, because mm-hmm. people don't like to see that. But eventually, they tumble enough, and the other mountain goat kind of tumbles on top of the eagle and the other one, and the eagle lets go of the one he's... Yeah, right there. See,
just kind of gives up
at
that point.
But is that? That's. I think that's a pretty amazing video. Anyway,
well, if you think about the talons of an eagle, you know they curl around. So actually, once they get into something, they're not meant to let go of it.
And so a lot of that wasn't
that he. Even if he wanted to let go of it,
he couldn't.
It's hard.
Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely. Yeah. That maybe if he had more control of being able to retract his talons, he might not have ridden that goat all the way down the side of the mountain.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But anyway, if you want to see it, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook.
Kind of reminds me of those dinosaur movies where a pterodactyl is just grabbing something and flying away with it.
I think
that's what that eagle is trying to do right there.
Maybe, yeah, he might have been a pterodactyl in his past life or something. Yeah, could be. Natasha would have to do a past life reading with the eagle. Maybe it was a pterodactyl, Natasha, in its past life, is what Nathan was saying. Anyway.
Yes.
All righty. So it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones, feng shui, personal awareness coaching, and general psychic stuff today. And, of course, phone calls take priority. And according to the signal I'm getting from Nathan, it looks like we are headed back to the phones. Is that correct?
We are. And we're also headed back to Lake Stevens, where Denise is calling us and would like a reading with Natasha. So welcome to the show, Denise. You're live with Martha Norwalk and Natasha Venter on Animal World.
Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Good morning. How can Natasha help you? What do you need?
Well, I have a horse. He's 23. His name is Dude. And one vet says he can be ridden, and another vet says he can't. And I'm wondering if he's in pain or what's going on and why the two different
decisions. Are there symptoms of a physical issue?
Yeah, he's 23, he has arthritis, he really has a lot of pain in his neck, and they think that's radiating through his body.
And so one vet says it wouldn't be a good idea to ride him because of those issues. And then another vet says they think it would be okay, so you're kind of in a dilemma. So
exactly.
Natasha, can you tune in to Dude, and what are you getting?
He would love to go with you, but I don't know if riding would be the thing. If you have another horse that you can ride and then just have him walk along with you.
He would like that.
That would be a better choice. He does have inflammation in his body, and it's all through his neck. And I got down to his withers, that meeting point onto his back. And so that's right where the saddle, and it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a better shot for the both of you, with that. So if you want him to get out, then I would just, take him with you. And if
she could be on another horse and lead him along, he could go along.
Yes.
He's saying he'd like to do that, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I see him with his head up and he's looking around, and it's like, this is kind of cool. But I don't think that, like if a little kid wanted to ride his back, bareback, but there's something about the saddle, the weight, the irritation, that kind of thing that would be a little bit off. I know that, if you wanted to have Nels do some work with him.
Oh, good, because that's what I was going to ask you just next, but you're already getting that. I was wondering if there might be anything that would help Dude feel better. And of course the first one I would think of would be Dr. Nels, because he does work on horses and does some really phenomenal stuff. So you feel, Natasha, that Dr. Nels would be able to help Dude?
I think so, but it still wouldn't be where his body has gone through stuff. He didn't have an easy first couple years, and so with that he's very grateful where he's at. He loves what's going on. But it's that whole weight of the saddle, the irritation, the way the saddle moves on his skin. He just would be, I don't want to call it agitated, but there's an uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
But he would love to be going for walks.
And so work like Nels, it would not be with the expectation of that he'd be fully rideable again. But it would probably help him feel better. Is that Natasha?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
would help him feel better. But is not he's had. Oh, and Denise, how long have you has Dude belonged to you? How long have you had him?
About 14 years.
Okay, so you didn't have him from the time he was young. Do you know his history before you got him?
I do. He was started by a 16-year-old guy and was ridden rough.
Okay, because then Natasha's nodding her head because you said, Natasha, that he didn't have a good start.
No. And yeah.
Was this 16-year-old too hard on him and pushing him too hard, too fast, that kind of stuff? Does it look like? Is that what you're talking about?
That could be. A lot of times, he'll read his rider and young guys have gotten on his back and he just wants to run. He just immediately starts to run because he thinks that's what they expect from him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so with that he's a very sensitive horse.
A sensitive dude.
In other words, he's very in tune. He's very in tune with his life around him, which makes him sensitive to the world around him at the same time.
Well, he is spooky. He's a spooky horse, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wouldn't, but I'm going to give an example. Like if you wanted to have a kid ride him, not saying that's a good thing to do, but that kind of weight would be okay for him. But an adult with the saddle and everything like that wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 And you know, because you're apparently a friend of Tina's, so you know about Dr. Nils and how to contact him if you're interested.
Yeah, I can get that information.
It's Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He's in Idaho now, but he's also offering that Denise. He's offering a free Zoom session. So you can try working with him remotely. And so you have to sign up before the end of September. He's only offering it through the end of September. But if you go to his website, it's healingministryforanimals.com.
Okay.
Healingministryforanimals.com. And then fill out the contact link and say, that you were on the radio with us today and we felt that Nils could be helpful for your horse and you need to talk to him. He always does a free telephone thing. I said, he's offering a free Zoom session. So, you know, say that you'd be interested in the free Zoom session and talking to him if that would be, you know, beneficial for dude. So I think it would be good to take advantage of that. You might as well anyway. And then, you know, he and Linda are on the air with us the second Sunday of every month. So if you can't afford to do, you know, a full treatment series with him or whatever, you can get it for free every month.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tina does that. Tina usually calls in, you know, on Nils and Linda Sundays. And, you know, she often calls in. Well, we just talked to her today. So take advantage of us because we're free here on the radio.
All right, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, because it won't fix his past experiences, but he'll take mm-hmm. him down a notch, so he'll be a little bit easier to negotiate with. He won't be as spooky. He won't be as agitated, for lack of a better word, and that kind of stuff. So he'll just come down a notch or two.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, my main goal is to keep him comfortable right now. You know, I just want him to be...
Yeah,
he's retired. I want him to be comfortable, and there was a period when one vet, you know, had determined that he wasn't rideable. I was thinking I was going to have to say goodbye to him. So that's that was hard because he was really, really not doing well, and so I went through all this emotional pain and everything, thinking I would have to say goodbye to him. And then when he got the second evaluation and he was okay, it was almost like, dude, what are you doing to me? Because it was like this emotional roller coaster because.
Yeah, you didn't know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, now I'm going to have to go through this whole thing again. Selfishly, I feel that. But then I want only the best for him.
Well,
so I don't
stay
know
in touch with us here. You know, we would love to support you through the process. And, you know, Dr. Nils is here the second Sunday of every month. Natasha's here the third Sunday. You can call in every month and have Natasha tune in to Dude and see how he's doing and how does he feel. And if you're thinking it's getting time, well, call us up. We're all happy to chime in and give you our 2 cents and tell you what
love
we
that.
Get from him and all of that. So you're not in this alone. You're now part of the Animal World family, so take advantage of us, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Call us when you need us, but take advantage of that free Zoom session with Dr. Nils as well.
All right.
Okay.
Good
luck.
You.
We want to report back. Thanks, Denise. God bless.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Blessings for you.
Bye.
All right. And y'all should remember out there, you know, we're here and we're free. And I always do a free phone evaluation. And Natasha's available for private readings off the air. She also does her podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. So there's help.
Just Wednesdays now.
Oh, just Wednesdays. Wednesday. Excuse me. Just Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
4 p.m. on Wednesdays. So, you know, help there and all of that. But we're here and take advantage of it. And remember, Dr. Nils is offering a free Zoom session through the end of the month. So you want to take advantage of that as well. But know that you've got an Animal World family here that will support you. And if there's stuff going on with your animal friends and you need somebody to talk to, we're here. Pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. And we're going to keep Nathan really happy. And how about we be pretty much exactly on time? Let's take care of our advertisers. And then if we've got clear phone lines when we get back, we will start following up on all the stuff we need to catch up on. So stay right where you are. And what are you?
Oh, we got one caller coming in here.
Oh, well then, never mind. We're going back to the phones. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, all the great classes going on, and whoa, I just heard that y'all remember East West Bookshop that was so popular in the university district for so many years. And with COVID, the pandemic, and all of that, they had to shut down the East West Bookshop, and it kind of moved out to the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, and they were kind of low key for a while. But exciting news. Ananda, they found a new location for East West Bookshop. It's going to officially open up again in Edmonds. So it sounds, and the grand opening is in later October, like maybe October 24th or something. There's going to be, but of course, we'll talk about it on the first Sunday of the month with whoever we're talking about, with Ananda. We'll find out. I'll make sure that we get an update. Maybe we can even talk to Bhima because, you know, he books all the great stuff. But if any of you have been waiting and hoping, East West Bookshop is coming back to an actual storefront and store right in Edmonds. So it just should be wonderful. And I'm going to do my best to get there for the grand opening celebration. I think it's on a Wednesday. But anyway, I know I put it on my calendar, but we'll be talking about it and give you plenty of notice. But just so you know. And then, of course, check out Whispering Dragon for gentle chiropractic acupuncture. But the phenomenal thing is the Acutonics with the tuning forks on acupressure points and the sound therapy with the gongs and so forth. Whispering-Dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She can work with you in person or remotely. But you really want to get into the healing chamber and the sound room. It's really phenomenal. Give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And, of course, you know I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I would love to help you or your animal friends or anybody you know that's got problems with their dog friends especially. So what I do these days is I meet with you privately in your home. I usually only have to see people once. Yeah, it's a marathon session, but well worth it, and I've perfected a way of teaching people everything they need to know to how to live with their own personal dog and customize it to you and your dog and resolving all the problems. And miracles happen all the time. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think that catches us up there. Nathan, we're good. And we are going back to the phones. So I don't know. You know, sometimes we never do get to follow up. Hopefully we'll have time sometime today. But right now we're going to head over to Seattle this time. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Natasha.
Hey,
Martha,
Bettina.
I'm calling back. I spoke last week with you and Dr. Nels, and you suggest I call back about the Jolly routine this week.
Okay. Remind me why I told you that.
One of my dogs is not fire alarms were going off a couple of times. And he said, you should try the Jolly routine. I was like, what's that? He said, we could see.
Okay. All right. So start talking about and teaching Jolly routines build up to 4th of July and New Year's, you know, when we have lots of fireworks, because a Jolly routine is a little ritual that you teach your dogs it's an emergency push button to get a dog out of a serious situation, especially when you're not close enough to calmly intervene. But it also can be used when, you know, weird things happen, like earthquakes, you know, thunder hits over your house, you know, you're out in a walk and some big scary, you know, bus backfires right next to you, or like the fire alarms, that sort of thing. So the first step is that you have to teach your Jolly routine. So a Jolly routine is a word or a phrase that all you have to do is say it, and it automatically makes dogs think of something wonderful. So you can have like kind of mini Jolly routine rituals that if you do things ritualistically with your dog, like maybe go for a walk, go for a ride, play ball, play frisbee. If you use the same phrase before you do those rituals and the dog learns those phrases, you can sometimes use them when something strange is going on. You can say, oh, boy, let's go for a ride, or oh, boy, let's play ball. And it will trigger them out of the fear state. What I have you do formally with your formal Jolly routine, if your dog, you know, likes food, then what the first thing you want to do is find a really high value food reward.
Okay.
Now, first of all, food reward to be effective, though, only needs to be large enough to taste. So we're talking small pieces of things, not big, huge stuff.
Right.
The type of food that can work, you could use chicken, but I don't like that as a Jolly routine food only because chicken is the main meat allergen for our dogs these days. So I don't like that feeding that on a consistent basis. Cheese can work. A slice of a turkey hot dog is a really good one. A little piece of bacon, that's usually real high value. But you want something on scene for the training sake here. Let's say you're going to use a slice of a turkey hot dog. Okay. So once you know what your food is, then you need your Jolly routine trigger phrase. And I like the phrase, oh boy, something. Oh boy, cheese. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, bacon, that sort of thing. Now, if we're using a hot dog, then the phrase I would pick was, oh boy, hot dog. So then you're going to practice Jolly routines. And you practice Jolly routines as often as you can, but there should be 2 to 3 hours between practice Jollies. And you want the dog to start keying on the word or the phrase, not the food or the act of getting the food. So you can start a jolly routine when you're just hanging out with your dog and your dog's not you know, laying down asleep on the floor or isn't involved or something, or they're chewing on a toy or whatever. If you're going to start a jolly routine at that point, you either already have a piece of the turkey on your body and the dog doesn't know you have it, or the turkey hot dog's still living in the refrigerator. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So then all of a sudden, before you go into a lot of action or think about it a lot, you just start saying the phrase while you're sitting there. And so you'd start with, and what's your dog's name, by the way?
It's Luna or Skeeter.
Oh, that's right. Luna and Skeeter. Okay. So it'd be, you'd just start, oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Luna, Skeeter. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Luna, Skeeter. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. And you get that oh boy, hot dog out 5, 6, 7 times. Then you stand up and get them all pumped up repeating the phrase. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Woohoo. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Woohoo. Oh boy, hot dog. You want to get them bouncing around in 2 to 3 minutes of oh boy, hot dogging, and they're all getting all crazy. Then you stop. Okay. And out of your pocket, they each get a piece of chicken or turkey hot dog, or into the kitchen, or you go and you get out, and they each get a piece of the turkey hot dog. Then you're done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, so you practice your jolly routines as often as you can, remembering the 2 to 3 hour delay, and then you want to get to the point that they can be out like light bulbs, but all you have to do is say, "Oh boy, hot dog," and they're like, "Oh, I'm ready. Where's my excitement?" Okay.
Okay. Now,
so then that's how I condition dogs for 4th of July. You know, I'm out in the country and we get those half stick of dynamites and stuff, you know, so Robbie Golden's first 4th of July. Now his jolly trigger is, oh boy, cheese. So I had my pouch full of cheese and all day long, every time a bomb went off, oh boy, cheese, oh boy, cheese. So, you know, Robbie was, conditioned his first 4th of July. And if you're a good leader and you have the respect of your dogs, and then they stop making their own choices. They wait to see what you do. So Robbie doesn't decide on his own. If I'm around and something happens that's scary or weird or whatever, he just freezes and looks at me and says, "Mom," and then depending on what I do, he decides what he'll do. And if I say, "Oh boy, cheese," he says, "Oh, okay, we're good." Okay. All right. So just an example of like the fire alarm going off or something like that. I've told you about how you condition for 4th of July for fireworks, that sort of thing. Thunder hits over the house. Oh, boy, hot dog. Oh, boy, hot dog. That sort of thing. Now, then one of my best ones with this happened with Robbie years ago, midlife with him. But we had an earthquake in Monroe.
Oh.
And we were right close to the epicenter. It was really late at night. Now, I can be a late night person, and that night I happened to still be awake, and I was sitting on my bed. I was reaching to turn the light out. Robbie was laying next to me on the bed because he sometimes starts there, but I didn't get the light turned out because all of a sudden, big bang, and everything started shaking. Okay, and it was loud, and everything was shaking. Stuff was falling off walls and shelves. I mean, it wasn't a huge earthquake for the area, but it was huge for me because I was right on the epicenter. Okay.
Sure.
All right. I didn't realize it till afterwards, but Robbie'd never been through an earthquake before. So he didn't know what was going on. So things start shaking. He stands up on the bed. Now he's looking down at me. And I look up at him, and his eyes are big as dollars, and I see he's getting ready to panic and launch. Well, by that time, I realized we're having an earthquake, so I can't get upset about that. I've got to set the appropriate example for my dog. So I just look up at him and say, "Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese." He looks down at me and says, "Really?" And I said, "Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese." He says, "Are you sure?" "Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese." And then he said, "Well, okay," and then just turned around and laid back down. And then the earthquake stopped. Did the same thing 10 minutes later for the aftershock. I didn't even get up out of bed to go get cheese. The jolly routine was so settled with him. We did a practice jolly the next day or two just to reinforce. But see, that's how wonderful it can work. See, and he's learned to trust me over the years. So something weird happens. He runs to me and says, "Mom." And if I say, "Oh boy, cheese," well, then he knows we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, now if I said, well, let's get the heck out of Dodge, well, then he'd be on getting the heck out of Dodge with me. So you can lay in those jolly routines, and then whenever something weird happens, then that's what you do is a jolly routine to help your dog to get through it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. That's great.
And the basic concept of just the positive associations makes a huge difference. I'll tell you one more quick story. This was some people came to me, called me because they needed help with their dogs. And so they wanted to schedule a session with me. And the problem was they had two little white fluffy models. I don't remember what breed it was. They had just moved into a new apartment. And they were calling us, said, because, you know, their dogs were barking at everything, you know, people in the hall, the neighbors, the elevators, anything. They were barking like crazy, and they were getting in big trouble with management. So I told them, yes, I can solve that problem and fast and all that sort of stuff. And I must have talked to them in the beginning of the week, because the first time that worked for them was this coming up Saturday. So we scheduled the appointment, and then they said to me, Martha, we don't think we'll still be here on Saturday. I said, really? He said, yeah, we're in such trouble, and these dogs keep barking. We'll be evicted before Saturday. So I said, okay, I'll give you a little technique that you can use that should get you through the week okay, and then I'll clean everything up and give you all the rest, and we'll solve all the other problems with your dogs, you know, when I come and work with you on Saturday. Call me if it's not working. Well, okay, so I didn't hear from them. And then when I got to the end of the week on Friday, I called them up to confirm the appointment on Saturday. Oh, and what I had told her on the phone was I told her to go out and get a whole bunch of spring cheese and then to cut it up and keep it in a little pouch. And both she and her husband should have a little baggie of string cheese. And every time they heard a sound, they should say, oh boy, cheese, and give the dogs a piece of cheese. I didn't tell them how to interrupt the barking or how to stop it or anything, because I knew they could get in trouble with that. I just told them every time they heard a sound to say, oh boy, cheese, and give them each cheese. Oh boy, cheese, you each get cheese. Oh boy, cheese, you get cheese. Okay, so the week goes by, I don't hear from them. Friday rolls around, I call them on Friday to confirm their Saturday appointment, and the wife gets on the phone and says, well, gee, Martha, that little technique you gave us worked just fabulously well. We have the quietest dogs in the apartment now. We don't need you anymore. Cancel our appointment. Thank you. Goodbye. So you need to know just the principle of monkey see, monkey do, and setting the appropriate example and making a positive association moves mountains with dogs. But for your purpose and what we're talking about, and I always recommend that people have a formal jolly routine with their dogs, so you always have that emergency push button. Make sense?
Yes, great.
Okay. So get practicing and have a happy, jolly time.
I will.
And report back on how you're doing, okay? So we hear from you often, so I want to report on how your jolly routines are going.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, anything else that you need from me or Natasha while you're here?
Well, I've never asked Natasha a question, so can you tell me a little bit about what she does?
Well, Natasha, please tell Bettina what you do.
Hi, Natasha.
Oops. We're not here.
Support people to
okay,
bring...
Okay, well, your mic wasn't on. Nathan just turned you on, so start over again, please.
So, hello there. Yes, I am here to support people go through life. If that means bringing the quantum physics down to how can I just deal with driving down the road? You know, it's that getting into the deeper meaning of what life is and how can we get into our own truths. I so am willing to do the non-judgment work with how... What is our story and what needs to shift in it?
Yeah, and just on a practical level, Bettina, if you wanted, like, you've got human or animal loved ones that have passed on, if you want to know how they are, how they're doing, there's something you want to know, there's something going on in your life and you need some direction You know, as to like, you know, one of our regulars, Tina, called earlier in the show and she's getting ready to make a big trip to Mongolia. So Natasha was able to tell her how that trip was going to go and things to pay attention to and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes she's asking, you know, she's doing kind of psychic sort of thing. Like last month, she helped me find my TV remote that was lost. She said it was in some place dark and it had slipped off of something. Sure enough, it slipped off my table and was at the bottom of my wastebasket, and I'd never thought to look there. Okay, so she does all that kind of stuff. So does that kind of answer your question?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Actually,
so what would you like to know from Natasha?
Well, I have not a big trip, but a small trip next weekend to Chicago.
The city where I was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going there to meet some women that I have been doing group coaching over Zoom and have never met them before in person. So it's going to be a celebration, but still, I'm going to be staying with people that I don't really know. And anything for
me. So have you got any specific questions that you want to know about the trip?
Well, actually, I'm having a house sitter and a dog sitter come in for the first time.
Ah, so how are Skeeter and Luna going to do with the house sitter and all of that when you're gone? And then how your trip is going to go? Just kind of that general sort of stuff?
Yeah.
There you go, Natasha.
Thank you.
So let your dogs know the person that's coming in. Start picturing who that person looks like. And that she's going to come in and stay. And then
explain to your dogs and all of that. Okay.
And then they're going to be fine. They're going to actually like this person. This person does pretty good. Not perfect. You know, is not perfect, but yet does do pretty good. And on your trip, the vulnerability that you are meant to have will be a blessing to you. So remembering that, you know, you've had a relationship with these people, maybe not in the human form, you know, the face-to-face, the touch you can, I can touch you, I can see you type of thing. But yet you do know these people. And so be a little more vulnerable if you can. It will be a benefit.
So trust them. Trust them?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say trust them, but trust you.
Oh, okay.
Trust you that no matter what you know, you've got a way to work through it. If somebody tends to be a little bit moody, you know, just say, okay. You know, I know that we're kind of all getting stressed out about this. So I'm going to just breathe myself and know that I can be okay.
Go with the flow.
So go with the flow. It's about the, you're in this new energy, my dear. And so it's trusting that process of being a little vulnerable so that you can move into this new greaterness of who you're going to be.
So it feels like an overall good trip for her, Natasha?
Yes, it does. It does.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be a little bit of tug and pull, like anything, you know. But what is this here to teach me? What can I do with it? And boy, this has been a bunch of fun and giggles and laughs.
And so it sounds like Scooter and Lena, Skeeter and Luna are going to love their dog sitter. And do well. Just make sure you explain to them. I'm sure you've heard me talking about just, you know, talk to them out loud and imagine in your mind what you're talking about. They get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling. You can't say I'm going to be gone for the weekend or 5 days because they don't necessarily understand our concept and time. But you talk to them in terms of lights and darks. Days and nights. Okay. And then you can send mental postcards while you're gone. Whenever you want to tune in, as soon as you start thinking about them, the energy goes. So do some breathing, make sure you're calm, then close your eyes, imagine Luna and Skeeter, and talk to them in your mind, just like you're talking to yourself silently, and imagine it. Hi, kids, it's Mom. You know, I'm sitting in a hotel, and I'm having an orange juice and a nice breakfast and all, and then we're going to have a do-do-do-do-do, and then we're going to do this, stay another night, and then we're going to do this, stay another night, and then I'm going to pack up my bags and fly home, and I'll be home to see you. And in the meantime, you know, you listen to Aunt Susie, and you do what you're supposed to do, yada, 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 and pee and poop outside, or, you know, give them their little instructions and tell them you love them, and just send mental postcards every day.
Okay.
Okay. It makes all the difference in the world to them. Okay.
Yes, it does.
I love that.
So explain ahead, send mental postcards, and then have a fabulous time.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're more than welcome.
All right. Well, thanks for calling Animal World. Report back on your trip. Have a good time.
Will do. Bye-bye.
And jollies. Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then, Nathan. You don't have to remind me. It's time to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and let's running down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, though, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins. Can't talk about the ferret stuff because I've never owned ferrets, but everything NuPro does is fantastic. And their dog supplement, phenomenal. They have a hip and joint formula or just a skin and coat formula. And my goodness, great skin and hair coat. Less itchy, less shedding, well worth it. So check it out, NuProSupplements.com, available on Amazon. The dog stuff in a lot of local stores, a lot of local pet stores. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can reach him through HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. And right now, since he has moved and is working with all of us remotely now, either on the phone or via Zoom, but he's offering a free Zoom session to any of you as long as you sign up before the end of September. So you can go to healingministryforanimals.com and fill out the contact form and say you'd like a free Zoom session or that you want to talk to him about an evaluation, and he'll do that for free. or you can call him if you need to at 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you can join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I think I was going to go back, start at the beginning and the oldest follow-up we've got. But I thought since we were just talking with Natasha, we might as well, because you just mentioned it. You had a big event last Sunday night. Were a guest on Coast to Coast, which is the huge nationwide, I think it's worldwide, during
it is
the night
worldwide.
Show. And I used to pay a lot more attention decades ago because Coast to Coast with Art Bell was always on the same station that I was on. And so there was interaction between our shows and so forth. But over the years, you know, Art Bell's retired, but George Norrie does it now, but sometimes he has guest hosts. And think you were on with the woman that
Connie Williams.
Yeah.
Williams.
And I have to first of all, I have to confess, I so intended to listen last Sunday, Natasha. And,
you're good.
And when I got, you know, when I got done with the show and all of that, I said, okay, now I got it. I don't always get reception out. So I tuned in my stuff and found that I could get, you know, the radio station on one channel. I got that all tuned in. And then the thought passed through, you know, you probably should set an alarm. And I dismissed it and said, I'll remember. This is too important. Of course I'll remember. Well, 10 o'clock rolls around and Martha doesn't remember. And I just totally spaced it.
You are
and,
good.
And,
you
I,
are,
I and then so I blessed. Thought, you know, and then I realized, oh, no, I missed Natasha. I thought, well, I'll just go to the website and listen to the archive. And then I did and found out you have to pay to do that.
I know.
And I'm sorry,
I know.
Natasha. I wasn't willing to pay. So
I can respect I that and honor that.
But I had I had friends that listened. And so I kind of got a report from friends. It sounded like it went really well. But I did from my friend said they didn't care for the format with this host that they like. George, apparently George Norrie does a format similar to what Art Bell would do, like with a guest
yes.
like you would talk to you and who you are and what you do and all of that. And then would open the phone lines for a while. So some calls would come in so you could do your thing with callers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd talk some more and open the phone lines. But it sounded to me from my friends that listened that they didn't open phone lines and you didn't get to talk to anybody. It was just more you, the host talking to you about what you do and that sort of thing. Is that kind of what how it went down?
The first hour was me talking.
Okay.
And then the second hour was me doing readings.
Okay, so that must have been, she had reception, there were some reception troubles we had and so forth. So you
yes.
did get phone calls in the second hour.
I did,
okay.
I did. And,
right.
and yes, it was very interesting. One thing that with them is that, you know, I love the way that you guys deal with your commercials.
Uh-huh.
You know when it's going to happen, the timing of them and that
right.
kind of stuff. I didn't have a clock. It was all on phone. So I didn't have any way of knowing that, hey, you have a minute, what the minute looked like,
gotcha.
If that makes any
right.
sense.
You didn't know
so
what
it
the
was
schedule
a little,
was,
it was,
yeah.
Yeah, and they have a lot of commercials that they play at one time. So it's yeah. a little bit, but this, I want to say, I was so grateful because this has been a dream of mine since I was listening to Art Bell. And there's something in me that says, I'm going to be on that show one day.
Good for you.
And this is when I was shy and quiet.
How did it come about? Did you market yourself to them or how did this come about?
Well, I know that my coworker who he was on it, Regan Forsten.
Oh, Regan, yeah.
Who I've done my shows. He was on with Connie Willis. And so he says, get a hold of her, Messenger. Well, I did Messenger on Tuesday. By Wednesday, I was on for Sunday.
Wow. Wow.
So it was
meant
a quick
to be,
turnaround.
It sounds like, huh? Very good.
Yeah. So I got that, you know, I've gotten a couple clients from it, and they said that they really enjoyed what they heard. And
great.
And it was kind of interesting that, you know, I had like 2 minutes to do a conversation with a guy who lost his cat. You know, how do you do that gently in 2 minutes? Or, you know, somebody who is, you know, not wanting to be on this planet anymore. And I had to do that in not even 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and
welcome to Slam Dunk Radio is what I used to call it. Because, you know, you have to do things quickly and you got 2 or 3 minutes for a phone call and boom, you got to move on.
Yes, and I did it. I did it well. And I was so grateful for that moment. It was just a full circle, blessed. You know, when you know that you've been wishing for something like this to come true, and then you're here, and that's the thing that the universe right now is really asking us to, you know, meet. We got to meet what life is presenting for us, because we never know what the miracle can be around it. And if I didn't listen to that breadcrumb of Regan telling me to get a hold of her, I wouldn't have fulfilled a lifelong dream.
Yeah. So pay attention to those breadcrumbs. And follow up. So that's really great. And it sounds like you got some good feedback afterwards and some clients out of it. Wonderful. Well, you keep us posted if you're doing it again or anything like that.
Oh, I would be grateful to do it again.
And next time you do something late at night, I will set an alarm, because obviously I didn't remember. I felt so.
Yes, because I know that you know, when you listen to them, you can click on their website, and then they have radio stations that you can listen to.
Right,
you click on that state, and then you look at it. But if you want to listen to, they have a, you know, they're one of the nationwide ones to do this. So, so they do have their system on how they get people to you know, support them.
All righty. Alrighty. Well, all right. So we are
Thank
all
Thank you
kind
for
of,
asking.
Oh, you're welcome. And but I wanted to get to you now, just so that we didn't run out of time later, you know, as long as we have you.
I appreciate
that,
you.
But, so that's really wonderful. And gosh, we don't have a whole lot of time left in this hour, but gosh, how long has it been? 2-3 weeks, Nathan, since you went back to Cincinnati? And
2 weeks.
You
had
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
So your trip went well, and really thank you for the pictures you sent and all of that. But it looked to me at one point you were in the stadium and it was empty. So how did that?
Yeah, it was kind of like
that.
Did
you get there
the
like
part.
Way early the day before the grand game or something, or what?
Yeah, we got to the game 2 hours early. It was my goal to go into the Great American Ballpark, because when I went to Fenway Park, I got a ball from there. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make a goal whenever I go to a new stadium to get a baseball from that stadium as like a little collector's or memorabilia from each stadium I go to. So I went there early, right as the gates opened, about an hour and a half before the game, and immediately went down to the left field side and tried to do what I could to get a ball, and I found some pitchers just kind of practicing their throws with the catching coaches, and I actually ended up getting a ball tossed to me by Logan Gilbert, so I got a ball from Woo-hoo! Great American Ballpark. But yeah, we were there.
Now the baseballs don't say where they're from. Do you have to write
no
on
I gotta label them.
You label them so you know what ball is what.
Yes,
okay, all right, that
so
makes sense.
We were walking around just kind of touring the ballpark, because I just wanted to go and see what all the amenities and attractions they had. They didn't have much, but it was nice to go around and see how the park is, because every ballpark is unique in its own way. And yeah, their
unfortunately, though, the Mariners did not do their part, and they failed to win the game that you were there
for. Yes, it was.
And then the next game they won, but you were already gone by then.
Yeah, I was on the flight home when I found out they won, but the game I went to, that was the one on Tuesday when they got a good like 6-2 lead going into the later parts of the game, and then they just blew it in like the seventh inning or something like that, and couldn't come back, and they ended up losing to the Reds on a walk-off in the ninth inning, which was pretty heartbreaking because it was looking like they were going to win. But
yeah, and I was Nathan was texting me pictures and stuff and all of that, and so I was waiting to get the text, woo! They won. I just assumed they would, and I didn't come, and so and I was just like, oh, no, that means they didn't win. And of course, anyway, I'm sorry that you didn't get topped off with a wonderful Mariners win, but they did win the next game.
It's a great experience.
And they're
kind of
still in. The Mariners are still in it right now.
Yeah, we're still in it. We're still pushing for a wild card and maybe the division, but we still definitely got a chance to make it to the playoffs again this year.
All right. Okay. Well, we got caught up with Nathan. Now we just have to catch up with Stacy, and we'll be good. And then I have some fall, winter, going into fall stuff for our animal friends. So it is time to fire up the love train one more time for our exercise and dancing and spreading love and light all over the world. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet, join the love train with me, I'll cruise through and pick you up, and let's send that love and light everywhere around the world, and especially here at home, and to Lahaina and Maui for sure, and all the areas in the world where there's stuff going on. And I always energize up the love train music to give us extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are, everyone. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.